Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Dee Heaton is joining us from the Corning Opera House. We're going to talk a little bit about a Christmas-style program they have coming up here this Thursday. Dee, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, I heard some of the advertising that we've been airing for the program coming up this Thursday, Jason Gray and Stars Go Dim. It sounds like it's a pretty upbeat program.
We are really excited to be having this concert. It's probably one of our biggest ones we've had, and we're just excited to share it with Southwest Iowa.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about where the performers come from, what they're going to be doing?
It's Jason Gray's Christmas is Coming tour. Jason was raised in Minnesota. He's a contemporary Christian singer-songwriter, and he's also bringing Stars Go Dim, who's a Christian pop artist from Oklahoma. And, like, the first time out, they're bringing Jillian Linklater, and she's from Michigan. She has co-wrote a couple of songs with Jason Gray. This is the connection there. So we're really excited to have three amazing Christian artists coming.
Yeah, it sounds like I don't know how to explain it. Listening to some of the clips that I've heard, it sounds like it's a very big show.
Yes, it will be.
How were you able to work this program out? Did they approach you, or did you find them?
We've always been wanting to have a Christian concert, and I just kind of started asking, and it was kind of a prayer that opened it up. We'd asked for a concert in 2019 and decided that it was going to be way too expensive, and then this one came up because of a routing, the way their concert schedule was going for Christmas, and it's just working out.
Just the timing and the logistics all worked out for them to be here?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Very good. What type of things will they be doing? Will they be doing original music or some things that folks are familiar with?
Both. They will do a lot of familiar Christmas songs, but they've also written some Christmas music, and I'm sure they will throw in some of their favorite hits. Jason Gray's Good to Be Alive was like the most played Christian song. With Every Act of Love is a number one radio hit. And Stars Go Dim has a couple number one radio hits, You Are Loved. So I'm sure you'll hear some of those also.
Yeah, so this is a very big program. We're really fortunate to have a program like this here close to home.
Very fortunate. Usually they play in like 1,000 seat theaters. Mm-hmm. And so coming to our 300 seat theater is quite an honor for us.
But, you know, I hear from artists all the time when you talk about some of the large venues they play in, and they all think that's great, it's exciting and stuff, but a lot of times they really enjoy the close one-on-one contact you get in a smaller setting.
They do. It's very intimate and cozy, and you're right up close and personal.
Absolutely. And you get to actually look in the eyes of the people you're performing for.
Exactly.
You can't do that at a lot of stadium concerts at all, can you?
No.
How will this be set up then? Will this be theater-style seating?
It's just, yes, regular theater seating. We have seating for 300. We still have some $20 tickets available, and we have two of our VIP tickets left at this time.
Oh, so things are going fast.
They are going exceptionally well.
That's a good problem to have.
Yes. The doors will open at 6 o'clock, and the concert starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and that's coming up this Thursday, December 13th, so don't wait around.
That's right. You can get your tickets at CorningOperaHouse.com, or you can call me at 641-418-8037.
That's awesome. Do you have any other programs coming up, or is this kind of the closeout for the 2018 year?
This is closing out our 2018 season. And we do have a dance on Sunday the 16th. We have an Opry show every month, and that will be our last one for this year. But we also have an exciting 2019 season coming, too.
Well, I saw that. Do you have some good early shows coming up in 2019 for folks to look forward to?
We do. We have Tom Worth, a country singer. He has sung with Vince Gill quite a few times. We have Sail On returning. It's a Beach Boys tribute. They are amazing. Carpenters Once More is from Branson, and those tickets are selling very well. A salute to Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn by their grandchildren. And we're also bringing back Chad Elliott, who's kind of a folksy, bluesy performer.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've got kind of a wide range of music there, too.
Yes, we try to hit a little country and a little rock, and throw in a couple community plays along the way.
When trying to coordinate shows for a theater like the Corning Opera House, Dee, are you taking a lot of feedback from folks who are regulars there?
Yes, I'm always open to ideas and suggestions from other people, or if they go on a vacation and go, hey, this group sounds great, let's try them.
Yeah, well, I hear you mention you've got like a group, for example, from Branson coming up. A lot of folks spend a lot of time and money going down to Branson, and it's great when you can bring the shows up here closer to home.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, especially when you already know that they sell.
Right. Uh-huh.
When people are willing to travel all that far for it. Well, having an opportunity at the Christmas season, will the Opera House be all decked out then?
It is. We have several beautiful Christmas trees decorated by community members and different organizations and businesses. So it's a really pretty time to visit.
Yeah. Do you depend a lot on volunteer help down there?
We are 100% volunteer run. All of our ushers and concessions, even myself as executive director, 100% volunteers.
How does that work?
Lots of phone calls, lots of asking, and lots of wonderful people that say yes and jump in.
Yeah, you've
got
to
have a great group of people.
You've got to have a lot of dedicated volunteers to be able to make all this work out. Yeah, absolutely. So the money that is raised through these, does that just help to kind of perpetuate the Opera House and the programming?
It does. We're a nonprofit organization, so a lot of it just goes right back into building maintenance and marketing for upcoming events and youth programming. We do some after-school events.
Well, it's a community, yeah, because it's a community theater, really.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, this show that we talked about, Jason Gray and Stars Go Dim, and you said there was one other performer?
Her name is Jillian Linklater. She's a brand new artist.
Okay. We'll look for her as part of that show as well. That's coming up this Thursday, December 13th. You said doors open at 6?
Yes.
And the
show starts at 7.
Show starts at 7. Very good. For folks who maybe haven't been to the Corning Opera House before, where exactly do they find it in Corning?
We are right on our main street, which is called Davis Avenue, 800 Davis Avenue. All of the parking is on the street. It's free. And if you enter by the west doors, they are handicapped accessible, and we have an elevator to the second floor. And we also have concessions available that evening.
Free parking. Who does that?
I know. That's quite a perk.
That's a huge perk, you bet.
Yes.
So, yeah, everybody is willing to cooperate there at the Corning Opera House. So make sure you check out this program. And if this one doesn't necessarily work for you, check out the slate of programs they have coming up for 2019. A lot of good variety there. Dee, thank you so much for your time and all that you and the other volunteers do. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you very much.